Earth's rock stars, the 12 apostles, and Moeraki boulders. Now, let's go to Koko Beach on New Zealand's South Island. Here, the Moeraki boulders look like giant stone beach balls. These concretions formed millions of years ago when minerals stuck together and got bigger over time. Their round shapes and cracked surfaces stand out on the beach. Some are as wide as 3 meters. That's about the size of a small car. Scattered along the sand, these boulders look almost like they came from another planet. With cracks running through them, they are shaped like huge eggs. According to Maori legends, the boulders are remains of food baskets from a large canoe that broke apart nearby. These stories add a special touch to the beach. Visitors today love walking around the boulders and taking fun photos with their strange shapes. The 12 apostles and Moeraki boulders show how mighty and marvelous nature can be. Whether you like going on adventures, taking pictures, or learning about nature, these places are sure to impress you. Maybe one day you can visit them and see these wonders in person.
Today's warm-up quiz is, after the wildfire, firefighters searched through the forest and found the blank of several animals that couldn't escape in time. A. Memories. B. Remains. C. Shadows. D. Savings.
You have 15 seconds to think about it. Time's up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I am Mike.
I am Betty.
You are Betty. Yeah. And we are back with Earth's rock stars. But we're not talking about real rock stars. We're talking about rocks that are famous, or in other words, impressive natural wonders created by rock that have been there for millions and billions of years. And they are very, very interesting. And the cool thing is, both of the ones we're reading about are near each other in Australia.
But not near Taiwan, just near each other.
Near Taiwan, but if you want to visit one, you might be able to visit the other one trip. Australia and New Zealand. We're talking about the 12 apostles, which we learned about yesterday in Victoria, Australia. And today, our attention turns to one actually I wasn't familiar with. I think I'd seen the 12 apostles on travel shows and other things like that.
But not this one.
But not this one. This is in New Zealand. So just over there near Australia, the Moeraki boulders. And when I saw the pictures of these ones, I was
beautiful, right?
Really impressed. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite an amazing thing. So we're going to be talking and learning about those. And there are going to be some kind of individual special words here. I think many of them are taken from the Maori language, of course, which is the native language of the Aboriginal peoples of New Zealand. So let's get into it and find out more about the second rock stars we're learning about, the Moeraki boulders. It says, now let's go to Kohe Beach on New Zealand's South Island. Here, the Moeraki boulders look like giant stone beach balls.
对，那这些球球就很可爱哦。就是现在呢，我们就是今天要去纽西兰的南岛的科科赫海滩，科科赫海滩，很难念啊，因为是从毛利语来的哦。好，那这里的摩拉基巨石呢，它看起来其实超可爱，它看起来就像一颗很大颗很大颗的石头沙滩球，它超圆的。
All right, so the article tells us these concretions formed millions of years ago when minerals stuck together and got bigger over time. Well, that's a very interesting way for them to be formed, very different from the 12 apostles, which was sort of rocks wearing away to create these towers. Here, it's rocks kind of coming together.
So it's the opposite, right?
To make these very, very interesting structures, formations, or concretions. Let's talk about this word form. All right, form here, we're using it as a verb. We can also use form as a noun, but here it's a verb. Basically, it's to make something or to give shape to something, all right? If you have some clay, you might be able to form that into something, right? Make it into a bowl, make it into a little statue or something like that. We also use it for things we can touch, like an idea. If you're starting to get an idea, or if you're making a plan, you're forming an idea or forming a plan. Hey, I have an idea. We could do this and we could do that. It's kind of building. It's sort of giving it shape inside your brain. And actually, when we talk about the earth and rocks and how things change over time, over thousands and millions of years, this is another very useful word. I mean, the earth was first formed or given shape 4 or 5 billion years ago. Here's another one, much more simple. The frost on the cold windows formed beautiful shapes and designs. If you've ever been in a cold place, it's cold outside, warm inside. Sometimes the water will stick to the windows, it'll freeze, and it makes these beautiful, beautiful designs, kind of like a snowflake. We also had this word to stick, talking about how the Moeraki boulders were formed by minerals sticking together. That was a natural process, but when we stick things together, we're actually kind of joining them using some kind of material, generally. When you build a wall, you can just pile rocks on top of each other, but you can also use bricks and concrete. The bricks will stick together, so they'll become very solid and very hard. Here's another example you might be more familiar with. Doug used a tiny amount of glue to stick the two parts of the model airplane together. In the same way, you can get two pieces of paper, put some glue between them, and stick them together, and they'll be very hard to pull apart.
好，那我们来看一下哦，这个 form 呢，动词哦，形成、存在。昨天看到 formation， 今天看到它的动词形态哦。再来 stick， 动词粘、粘合哦。比如说呢，哎，它的三态很重要 ，stick、stuck、stuck， 要把它背起来。再来一个难字 concretion 哦，名词结合，不是肺结合那个结合，它是指哦，就是物理现象哈，地质学的现象，就是矿物质呢逐渐沉积啊，硬化成团块。OK，minerals 就是矿物质，它跟 concretion 是很有关系的哦。
Alright, so these were kind of formed or stuck together when all these minerals came together. And then what about that nice round shape? It says their round shapes and cracked surfaces stand out on the beach. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These are definitely not just some rocks on the beach.
Yeah.
These are very, very, large rocks on the beach. Very, very unusual. How large? It says some are as wide as 3 meters.
So that's the width only.
That's
like
the width
3 meters.
Yeah, but if they're round, that's
probably
close to the height.
Like two people lying together,
yeah,
there would
exactly,
be 3 meters.
About the length of two sort of smaller, medium-sized people. You couldn't put your arms around it, that's for sure.
Okay.
Much too big. As the article says, that's about the size of a small car.
Amazing.
So imagine a little two-door car, and that's about as big as one of these rocks.
Right, 它就 cracked, 就是呢形容词有裂痕的有裂缝的那 stand out, 就是站起来对不对就是很显眼的意思。
There you go. Very unusual, and of course, just to see something like this sitting there on the beach is also very unusual. I mean, if I walked over, I might think, are they making a
insulation
science fiction?
Art, like,
are they making a science fiction movie here or something? What are these things? They look like they're from outer space. And that's what it says. Scattered along the sand. So in all these different places in that area, scattered along the sand, these boulders look almost like they came from another planet. Like they're going to crack open and giant aliens are going to come out of them
and grab
or something.
You and,
and it says with cracks running through them, we can see the cracks on the surface. They are shaped like huge eggs.
那我们今天来看一下我们的 language and focus 的地方哦。Let's take a look. 好，同学，我们今天来看一个 with 加名词或名词片语的文法，它是一个介系词片语。介系词片语就是多余一个字的，我们就会叫它片语啦。那 with 它是介系词，所以它后面一定会加名词嘛，对不对？所以我们就叫它介系词片语。那因为它是介系词，后面呢，如果你又遇到动词的话，就要加个 ing 哦，好不好？因为动词加 ing 是动名词。那为什么要用 with 呢？它其实哦，主要呢，它有几个意思，它可以表示有着、由于、随着，就是很多很多意思。但同学不用记那么多，你只要记得它是补充说明就好了。反正它就是要对主要句子呢做一个补充。好，比如来讲，我们的主要句子是我们准时完成这个报告，你要补充，诶，为什么能准时完成呢？啊，因为有你的帮忙，那这个句子就会是 with your help 名词 ,we finished the project on time. 然后再来呢还有比如说呢他面带微笑的迎接他的客人嘛。With a smile on her face, she welcomed the guests.
Now, of course, these boulders、mm-hmm. have been there for、thousands of years, and people have also been living around them for、uh-huh. thousands of years. So since we're already thinking, oh, it looks like alien eggs or something from space, it's easy for people to create all sorts of stories、
yeah.
about what they are, where they came from, and things like that. And of course, that is true for the native people of New Zealand who've been living around these things for a very, very long time. It says, according to Maori legends, and that is the name of the、native people of New Zealand, the Maori, according to Maori legends, the boulders are remains of food baskets from a large canoe that broke apart nearby.
It's kind of cool,、okay. like the way they imagine and、
yeah.
see things.
And they probably made baskets like that using grass、uh-huh. and stuff. And if you flip one over,、
oh, okay.
it might kind of look like
yeah,
a boulder.
It's so cool, like the imagination.
There you go. And、uh-huh. they did a lot of traveling, you know,、mm-hmm. by water. And maybe when, you know, they have accidents,things would wash up on the beach and, it, you know, there'd be a little basket. So it kind of looks like a big version of that. So they thought it was the remains of some accident from long ago. Remains are basically what is left behind. All right. So it could be something that、has been left there by nature. Like if you're walking along and you see some bones, that might be the remains of a small animal that might have died there. Or it could also just be the things that are left、mm. lying around. I mean, if you don't finish all your food, the remains of your food will be on the table or at the end of a big party. There might be food and drinks and dirty glasses and, you know, all sorts of decorations. Those are the remains of the party. The party is over. It's gone. Everyone's left, gone home. But this is what is left behind after some action or activity has taken place. For example, the remains of the campfire were cold, which told us that no one had stayed here recently. We could see still a bit of burned wood, some、
yeah.
stones there. That's what is left over, or the remains of the campfire. And we also had this word nearby. Nearby is nearby. It's close to something.
Right.
It's not far away. So it's not a long way. It's not a great distance. It's not way over there. No, it's nearby. It's close. It's not far. For example, excuse me, do you know if there is a post office nearby? I'm not sure about a post office, but pretty much in Taiwan, a 7-Eleven is always nearby.
Right. 那这里的话呢，我们来看一下单词 remains， 它就是名词哦。那通常它是惯用复数型，为什么呢？当它指遗迹啊，那或者是残存物的时候哈，我们就要记得它通常是小小的，然后一定是不止一个，所以我们就是惯用它是复数型。那同学还记得今天的 warm up quiz 吗？我们请 Mike。
Oh yes, right. After the wildfire, firefighters searched through the forest and found the remains of several animals that couldn't escape in time. Too bad.
对，就是他就说这个消防队啊，在森林大火之后呢，去看了一下哈，就发现说哇，那里面他发现了什么东西？那这个东西呢，它是属于谁呢？就是那个动物啊，来不及逃，因为火烧得太快了嘛，不可能属于他们的记忆吧，对不对？你人走了，然后记忆留着吗？不太可能。那就 be remains， 遗骸、残骸。通常用于灾难啊、历史啊、考古的文章。那这个的话，灾难哎，刚好你可以放进去。再来 see shadows， 他们的 shadow 留下来，阴影留下来，就有点怪。D savings 钱留下来了，储蓄。通常在讲动物，应该不太适合啦。好、哦，所以呢，答案呢就是我们今天的这个单字 remains。那课文里面还提到有几个单字，我们一起讲。Nearby 啊，就是在附近，副词 legend 名词传说。那再来 canoe 名词独木舟啦。那片语的话 broke apart， 那记得它的原型是 break， 就是分裂、解体啊，就是独木舟解体之后留下来的。
Of course, now today we know because of science that these、
right.
are natural concretions. These are boulders made from minerals. But still, these sort of old folk tales, these myths,、mm. these legends can be very interesting. As the article says, these stories add a special touch to the beach. They make it a little bit more interesting to go there and to hear these legends、
right.
and to kind of learn what native people thought of these long ago. It says visitors today love walking around the boulders and taking fun photos with their strange shapes.
I wonder what fun photos they get to take with these like, big rocks.
I'm not sure if you would be allowed to like climb on them and stuff because they might worry about
it's
that.
It's going to be cool if you can climb on
them. I'm sure they have a lot of people pretending to push them right, or lift from,
like,
them.
Yeah,
or, you know,
they stay in front of the camera. The
like
rock
that.
Is far away.
Yep.
对，那这个 touch 呢，不是说碰，它是比喻的用法，表示说让某件事情变得更特别的点缀啊，或者是一些感觉啊，比如说蜡烛为晚餐增添了那种浪漫的氛围气氛感觉。Candles add a romantic touch to the dinner. 哎，对，很浪漫嘛。
Absolutely. Okay, so the 12 apostles that we read about yesterday in Australia, the 12 apostles and the Moeraki boulders show how mighty and marvelous nature can be. And it really can. These
That's
are just
true.
Two examples of amazing rock formations you can find all around the world. And even many of them are down by the ocean, right? I mean, we have wonderful cliffs here in Taiwan. You can see beautiful natural arches. I also think of the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Which is absolutely amazing as well.
Too many places.
Comes with its
really
own legend. So there's many, many of these. Mm-hmm. You can go far and near and still see lots of cool things. Let's talk about this word mighty. All right, the word mighty, this adjective basically just means large and powerful. We often use it for big things in nature. We can talk about mighty animals or someone having a mighty strength, a really tall, strong guy lifting weights, or woman lifting weights in the Olympics, or a wrestler, you know, lifting people and throwing them around. But we can also talk about things in nature like storms, a mighty storm. We can talk about a mighty river. It's very wide and powerful. A lot of water going down the mighty Nile or the mighty Amazon River or something like that. So if it's large, if it's powerful, and maybe if it's a little bit scary, something that you need to treat with some care and respect, mighty might be a word. Or it could also be something really bad like, oh, I have a mighty headache. I have a really big, bad, powerful headache. It is not fun. Here's an example question, though. Elephants are mighty animals that should be treated with respect when met in the wild. They might be cute and friendly and do-do-do-do-do in cartoons, but in the wild, elephants are big and can step on you.
那这个 mighty 呢是形容词，就是强大的吼。那它的名词 might 是力量的意思，跟你学到的这个 might 啊当助动词啊不太一样哦，要记得哦。Marvelous 奇妙的、不平凡的，是一个形容词。它就说十二使徒岩和摩拉基巨石呢，都是展现了大自然的强大与不凡。
All right, so the 12 apostles or the Moeraki boulders, it says, whether you like going on adventures, taking pictures, or learning about nature, or folk legends also, these places are sure to impress you. So no matter what kind of holiday you like or what kind of cool stuff you like to see, a trip to visit either of these locations would definitely be
a good choice. Yeah, you definitely have a reason to go.
Oh, yeah.
那这里呢 go on something 就是从事什么样的活动或任务，比如说 go on a trip, go on a picnic, 去野餐嘛，对不对？ Be sure to 就是一定会。For example, this movie is sure to make you cry. 这部电影一定会让你哭的，很感人。
So who knows, maybe one day you can visit them and see these wonders in person. That would be definitely a cool thing to do. Maybe go soon, because maybe the 12 apostles will soon be the 7 or 6 or 5.
And then one last sending.
Then there'll be one lonely apostle.
Right.
But it will still be, I'm sure, a great wonder to witness with your own eyes. What is a wonder? It's just something impressive. If you see something and go, wow, that's a wonder, okay? It could be something natural like the Northern Lights or the pyramids in Egypt. It could be something just seeing a huge number of people. Oh my gosh, have you ever gone to this place during Chinese New Year? It's a wonder how many people go there. It's very impressive. It's something that really stops you. It might make you take out your camera and take a picture or tell people about it because it's so special, unusual, and amazing. For example, the Tokyo Sky Tree is one of the newest wonders for people to visit. in the Japanese capital. Yeah, it's been there only around 10,
right. Very,
20 years
yeah,
or something.
Popular destination.
Really, really big, and it will definitely impress you.
对，所以 wonder 呢就是一个名词，代表奇观、奇迹啊。就说也许你有一天呢，可以去参观并亲眼看、看到、见证一下这些奇迹。那同学，如果呢你不想错过更多精彩的 English for You 内容，就快点订阅我们的 YouTube 频道，还有追踪我们的 FB 吧。
All right, so on the topic of impressive natural wonders and rock formations specifically, our chat question is about that. What natural wonders in the world would you or you compare to these rock formations, the one we've learned about?
I mentioned to you once, like last month, that I was planning a trip to Turkey, right?
Ah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to say that the formations in this place in Turkey, Cappadocia, where you can take the hot air balloons.
Cappadocia, I think.
Cappadocia,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Sure.
So that one is pretty good.
Yeah, you're right. It's very similar.
The shape,
I don't
everything.
Know if they're quite as tall as the
Very tall,
apostles.
Taller than I am.
But they're definitely taller than you, but I'm not sure they're 15 stories like the building.
Probably not.
But many more of them, a lot more than 12. That's a whole area of Turkey.
Right.
And I think I've seen people, you can take like a hot air balloon ride.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I did
really
that.
Really see it. But that's a good choice for a wonderful, a natural rock formation that you can visit. In fact, those were so amazing, people lived inside them, I think.
Exactly.
In certain areas.
Yeah.
So yeah, many places to go. Or if you're on a bit of a budget, you can just take the bus to Yaleo. That's another place to go.
That would also be nice.
And it would also be very impressive. Anyways, take care of yourselves, guys. Have fun out there. Respect nature and be good to yourselves.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Vocabulary review.
Form. Ice began to form on the lake as the temperature dropped below 0 degrees Celsius last night. Stick. A piece of paper stuck to David's shoe by accident while he walked through the classroom. Remains. After many years of damage from wind and rain, the remains of the old castle are still there. Nearby. Lily realized there was a gas station nearby when she saw the sign at the corner. Mighty. The boy stood up to look tall and showed off his arms, trying to look mighty. Wonder. Taipei 101 is a wonder of a building. It's the tallest building in Taiwan.
智慧小补帖。
Concretion. Mineral. Cracked. Legend. Canoe.